Life's most transformative moments often appear as happy accidents. That job offer from a chance encounter at a conference. The business partnership sparked by sitting next to a stranger on a flight. The revolutionary idea that came while solving a completely different problem. But what if these lucky breaks aren't just random? What if serendipity, finding valuable things not sought for, is actually a skill you can develop? In The Serendipity Mindset, Christian Busch reveals that what appears as mere coincidence is often the result of a particular way of thinking and acting. Consider Nathaniel Whitmore, who transformed the chaos of an Icelandic volcano eruption grounding flights across Europe into an opportunity. Within 36 hours, he organized TEDx Volcano, a spontaneous conference that attracted 200 attendees, including eBay's first president. With no budget, he convinced a co-working space to donate facilities and recruited volunteers through his networks. This wasn't just luck, it was prepared serendipity. As Louis Pasteur famously noted, chance favors the prepared mind. The difference between people who consistently experience lucky breaks and those who don't isn't cosmic fortune, it's their ability to spot unexpected opportunities and transform them into positive outcomes. And the wonderful news? This ability can be cultivated by anyone willing to develop what Busch calls the serendipity mindset. Serendipity drives innovation far more than we realize, with studies showing 30-50% of scientific breakthroughs stem from unexpected discoveries. From nylon to penicillin, many groundbreaking inventions emerged from serendipitous moments. These moments follow three patterns. Archimedes serendipity, finding unexpected solutions to known problems. Post-it note serendipity, solving an unrelated problem while investigating another. And thunderbolt serendipity, discovering opportunities without actively problem solving. Each involves an unexpected trigger, connecting it to something unrelated and realizing its value. Four barriers limit our experience of serendipity. Underestimating how often the unexpected occurs, self-censoring unconventional ideas, post-rationalizing events into oversimplified narratives, and functional fixedness, being unable to see familiar objects in new ways. An experiment demonstrated this when only lucky participants noticed a 5-pound note on the sidewalk and engaged with a successful businessman nearby. To cultivate serendipity, we must recognize these biases and actively embrace alternative perspectives, understanding that success often emerges from unexpected connections. People with a serendipity mindset aren't naturally luckier, they actively cultivate this perspective. When British researchers discovered an unexpected side effect of heart medication, penile erections, they didn't dismiss it. Instead, they recognized the opportunity and developed Viagra, one of history's most successful drugs. Our framing of situations shapes our ability to spot serendipity. Research shows that people who view limitations as opportunities create their own luck. Organizations like South Africa's R-Labs demonstrate this by transforming former drug dealers into teachers and abandoned garages into training centers. Language reflects our approach to serendipity. Viewing ourselves as active agents rather than passive recipients of fate increases our chances of manifesting positive outcomes. The questions we ask matter too. Replacing closed questions like "What do you do?" with open ones like "What inspires you?" creates space for meaningful connections and unexpected insights. Unlike blind luck, serendipity requires active pursuit. We must want to see triggers and connect dots. Rather than rigid goals, we can create an opportunity space for exploration, allowing us to place bets on possibilities while discovering meaningful paths. Our aspirations stem from deeper beliefs and values. Viktor Frankl's Will to Meaning, finding purpose in both daily interactions and larger aspirations, helped him survive the Holocaust. This dual focus on micro and macro meaning helps us thrive. Bringing our authentic selves to work, rather than compartmentalizing, often leads to more serendipity. People working on meaningful projects are healthier and more productive. Instead of trying to please everyone, focusing on contributing to someone's happiness in the moment builds goodwill that nurtures serendipity. Personality affects serendipity reception. Extroverts gain energy through social interaction, while introverts recharge in solitude. Extroversion increases lucky encounters through larger networks, while introverted traits enable valuable self-reflection and idea development. We can actively create conditions for serendipity rather than waiting passively. People are often the most powerful triggers, as shown when Henry Kissinger's chance encounter with an Eastern Bloc official at a Polish conference led to opening U.S.-China diplomatic relations in 1972. Creating opportunities requires what entrepreneur Matan Griffel calls setting thousands of little serendipity bombs, writing speculative emails, sharing interests publicly, and connecting with event hosts who can facilitate introductions. Physical environments shape serendipitous encounters. Steve Jobs designed Pixar's campus with a central atrium containing mailboxes, meeting rooms, and cafeteria to foster interactions between artists and computer scientists. Technology can amplify this effect. Web Summit uses data science and network theory to engineer machine-curated social events that connect compatible strangers. These elements combine in powerful aha moments. Alabama hairstylist Phil McCrory's insight came while watching news about the Exxon oil spill. Seeing oil cling to otters' fur inspired him to test human hair for oil absorption, leading to the development of cleanup mats. Serendipity combines sagacity with tenacity to transform chance into opportunity. This difference is clear in how two researchers responded to rabbits' flopping ears after papain injections. One ignored it, while the other investigated and won a Nobel Prize. Fear of failure, imposter syndrome, and comfort with the status quo often prevent us from pursuing opportunities. Most overnight successes actually reflect years of persistence. Grit, the combination of perseverance and passion, drives compound serendipity. Time shifts our perspective on events. What initially seems like misfortune can become serendipitous through persistence. When Bush's organization faced bankruptcy, this apparent disaster led to a stronger community focus, achieved through refusing to give up at the first obstacle. Rather than trying to predict everything, we should build resilience to handle the unexpected, like an immune system strengthened through exposure. As Susan David notes, discomfort is the price of admission to a meaningful life. Serendipity compounds over time, with our social networks creating a serendipity field that can amplify or inhibit opportunities. We often mistake luck for skill due to survivor bias, focusing on success stories while ignoring failures and overlooking how chance and privilege shape outcomes, even for inspiring figures like Michelle Obama or Bill Gates. Serendipity transforms unexpected events into opportunities, infusing life with wonder. While we can't control blind luck, we can create conditions for smart luck through a mindset that frames the world differently, establishing motivation, connecting dots, and amplifying opportunities. In uncertain times, this perspective strengthens with practice until recognizing serendipitous moments becomes instinctive.